Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with UpToDate Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, January the 6th. The grains closed mixed with March corn up a penny and a half at 603 and three quarters. March wheat in Chicago down 14 and three quarter cents at 746. March beans down 7.5 cents at 1387 and a quarter. The meal was down 240, oil down 54 ticks. Kansas City wheat was down 18, and March Minneapolis was down 24.5 cents. Oats were down 14.5 cents. So predominantly lower here today. I'm not sure why the corn didn't close lower, considering the absolutely hideous exports at 265,000 metric tons. The beans were terrible, 383. The wheat, 49. I mean, just absolutely lousy numbers. I don't know how anybody could expect that next week's supply and demand report isn't going to show cuts in wheat, corn, and bean exports. Now, the beans and the wheat, you know, should generate higher carryouts. The corn will depend on what they decide to do with ethanol. Ethanol demand has been strong. And if they increase ethanol demand, that might offset some of the cuts in exports. But I just can't believe that with exports running as they are, that we're not going to see cuts. Kind of a wild day here today. The crude oil kind of helped the corn market. It was up $1.41, but 70 cents off its highs. The weather in Argentina, you know, it looks to stay dry the next 2 weeks, but then it looks like there's a possible weather shift in the pattern, making it a lot wetter in the month of February. I don't think anybody really believes these long-term forecasts that far out, but if we do get the rains in February, I think these markets are in serious trouble out here. The funds just keep pounding this wheat market. On any given day, they sell wheat by corn, or they sell wheat and buy beans. Today was the day where they sold wheat and bought corn. They're long 350,000 contracts of corn. If that report is bearish on Wednesday, you know, I don't know where the funds are going to go with this thing, and if they get, you know, rains in Argentina in the next couple of weeks. So I think there's a tremendous amount of risk out here. I think guys need to be prepared and buying some puts to protect the downside out here, or sell some grain and re-own it with some call options. But just to sit here and hope with these input prices as high as they are, I personally think is a huge mistake. Depending on where the Dow Jones closes tonight, we put in an outside down key reversal in the Dow Jones yesterday. Following it up right now with about 40 minutes to go, we're down 140 points. If we close lower again today, I think that's a pretty weak close out here, and the Dow could be in some trouble out here. So I just don't see anything that's that positive out here. Yeah, it's going to be hot and dry in Argentina for the next 2 weeks. But, you know, like we talked about yesterday, the Argentinians try to plant around some of the heat and try to time the pollination of the germination to be away from the key heat areas. And if they do get rains in February, it's going to go an awful way to helping the awful long way to helping the corn and the beans out there. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.